And welcome everyone. Hi, it's Dan Panamani, and this is our opportunity here to meet so many of you here, thanks to the great Phil Henry. We're on his platform here this evening. Dan Panamani, with me is Festus Davis. And we live and work and enjoy ourselves at the Banana River in Florida, and that's soon to be the locale of the Phil Henry Show studio. And Festus, good evening to you.
Good evening.
And also, one of the things that I do is I design clothing, and I have designed a ensemble here as a slacks and vest and a sports jacket and sandals worn here by Festus. You want to describe it for us, Festus?
Yes, this is a vest that has vertical striping. All of this has vertical stripes. Vertical striping on a vest, vertical striping here on a man blouse, vertical striping on a pant, and vertical striping on the sports jacket.
And the reason for this is, it was my theory that if you have if you vertically stripe a clothing, you're going to make a man appear taller. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9". You appear to be 6 feet tall by the look of it, you know.
Well, that's my feeling, too. I feel that I feel taller. I feel larger in a lot of ways.
Now, here's an interesting question, I think, because I know that Phil's audience is mostly male, and so I think that we'd be... This is a comment I think is entirely appropriate. Do you think that if I designed a pair of vertical striped underwear for men, that would make a man's penis appear longer?
I don't think I've got an opinion on that.
I don't mean to embarrass you.
I don't think I have an opinion on that. I don't know. I don't think I need help in that area.
All right, well, I'm not asking you to prove it. I just was wondering, it's just a theory, you know.
I don't know. I think once you pull the penis out, well, I just don't know.
Yeah, well, you're right. You'd have to have the vertical striped underwear on so that there's something to compare it to. So if you were at home, I don't know if you're with your loved one, your significant other.
And you take your penis out, it would have to be striped?
No, you don't have stripes on your penis, no.
Okay, I guess I'm missing the point here.
Well, I'm just saying, in comparison to the striped underwear that you'd wear, what I'm thinking of doing is I'm thinking here of designing a pair of tight briefs, men's briefs, that are vertically striped. And the entire purpose of these would be to make a man's penis appear larger, though, of course, it's not.
That was sort of... So it's not really bigger.
No, how could it be?
Okay.
How could it be, you know? But, and so I imagine if you're with a girlfriend or a male friend or whatever, and they say, well, it looks like your penis is larger, but it's the same... It's no big deal, you know?
Yeah, see, that, to me, would be the first thought that anybody who's used to, you know, if you have a girlfriend, let's say, or a boyfriend, and the first thing they do, forgive me for...
No, it's all right. I brought the subject up, so go ahead, Festus.
The first thing at the end of a date is they put it in their mouth. That's the first thing you think to do.
Okay.
And you're thinking, well, I just saw vertical stripes on the underwear here. It looks like it's bigger, but it's the same. No big, you know, it fits in my mouth the same way. I don't know, I probably...
No, I understand what you're saying, you know, and yeah, no, you're right. It would be an optical illusion, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing, and so...
I'm sorry, did I upset you?
No, I just...
You're not, I know you're a sure, you're 5'9", you don't have a small penis, do you?
No, I don't, I just...
All right, Festus, would you like better get a glass of water or something?
No, I'm okay.
Just go get a glass of water, please, all right? Well, that's interesting. So Festus, in talking, and I feel that these are things that... One of the things about being a fashion designer is that you have an ability to present people in the most positive light. So if I can present someone as being taller or having a bigger penis by simply adding stripes to a pair of briefs, then of course I'm Mark Panamani, and that my name and striped
your name in a striped penis is synonymous.
Did I? You all of a sudden, where'd you come from?
Oh, no, I went to the kitchen and got water.
Oh, I didn't even see you sit back down. I'm sorry. No, what I'm saying is, Festus is Mark Panamanian. Mark Panamani is me, and me is...
Okay, I think I understand. Maybe you need to get a glass of water.
Yes, I think I will.
I think what Mark is saying is that if he can make a man's penis appear larger, or if he can make a man seem taller, or if he can make a woman's breast look bigger, then he's going to do that. And he'll do that with his designs. And I've been a friend of Mark's and a business associate of Mark's for, gosh, a long time. Going on 16, 17 years, Mark?
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh, it's a very interesting. It's a very interesting thing. I just got sick in the toilet. I don't know why, but as I went over and got water and I heard you talking, I immediately got sick.
In the toilet?
Yes, right into the toilet. Yeah. No. I think we've probably talked this topic out. But no. Yes, I appreciate your comments, Festus, and we have known each other a long time, and. And I've been designing clothes for 31 years, and men's clothing, basically men's fashions. We have all kinds.
One of the items you've designed that I really like a lot, Mark, is the hooded outfit where you walk, the hood stays on as you sleep, as you go about your daily business. The hood stays on. And it fits on a suit coat.
Well, let me explain it to people. This is the hooded suit, as we say. It is a full business suit, but there's a hood. There's a hood on the jacket. So, and it must be worn up. So you're walking down the street in a business suit with a hood.
Okay.
And that is the comment that I want made. I want that commentary made. That while we are in business and while we are very traditionally clothed. And traditionally garbed or garmented, we at all times, there's another side to us, that is the hooded one, where we walk about and we're a mystery to each other. And the reason why I put the hood on the business suit jacket of men, the business suit, is because there's nothing that extols America more than the business suit, and by putting a hood on it, You want to hide a little bit from that, the grind of that, you know.
I understand. So yeah, when you put the hood up, it's like business is...
Yeah, business is finished for the day.
Okay.
So if you're walking down the street and you're wearing a hood, and you see a man wearing a business suit, but he's got a hood on, business is over. Don't even bother him, you know.
Yeah, don't approach him and try to do business.
Yeah, the store is closed, yeah. Well, anyway, folks, I'm delighted to be here. I'm Mark Panamani, and we have so much to talk about. We're from the Banana River, myself, Festus, and a lot of the people we brought with us here to Los Angeles to host the Phil Henry Show. The Banana River is where Phil is going to be setting up shop, and... it'll be live from the Banana River.
Well, I looked at some of the scripts, and Bob Dickman had given me a couple of them. But the one they really like is live from the Banana River. It's the Phil Henry Show.
That's the one they like. That's not what is the one they use currently?
Well, they say live from the El Pacifico, which is their way of that's the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, all right. So live. Why can't they say something live from? Well,
yeah, they're just saying...
But they didn't say live from the Pacific Ocean. They said live from the El Pacifico.
Yes, that's correct.
So they might be able to say live from the El Banana, from Banana Land or something, you know.
Well, you could say live from Banana Land, but that doesn't say anything. I think saying live from the Banana River.
Live from the Banana River. I don't know. Fuck.
Well, what's wrong, Mark?
I suddenly got very depressed. No, it's fine. I have to... Would you excuse me? I've got to stand up, and I'll tell you why, because I can feel my testicles.
Your pants are kind of tight tonight.
Yeah, I've got to loosen. I would say this, and I say this with the greatest of humility, but I have rather large testicles, and I sit, and they just cram right up in there, you know.
So they're going right up your ass crack?
I don't think we're allowed to say that. Can we say that?
We'd rather you not.
Okay, don't.
I'm sorry, they're going up the up your rectum?
No, not that. Can't use that either, no. All right, let's just bypass that. That's a I don't even know how I got into that. I apologize. That's my front. That's my problem for bringing that up. This is Mark Panamany, and this is the Mark Panamany Show here on the Phil Hendry platform. And we're talking all things fashion, and we're talking right now about the great arrival of Phil Hendry. A lot of people are anticipating the arrival of Phil Hendry at the Banana River. The Banana River is like no other place. It's tropic. It has the wildlife, beautiful flowers. And at night, you can hear the wild tropical birds. And you hear the soft, gentle lapping of the river as it flows, the wide, broad shoulders of the river as it rolls along in the middle of the night. And the beautiful calming sounds not too far away of the Atlantic Ocean. This is going to be home for Phil Hendry, the Banana River. Festus.
Thank you. The Banana River is a place that's fun. The Banana River is one and done. Look into my eyes, you'll see. The Banana River flowing forth for thee. Yeah. The Banana River is a place to get high. And so I'll light it up, blast up, and fly. Now when I am out on the Banana River, I will always consider getting high and being in the banana. Hey.
Okay, is that that's it, right?
Yeah, that's all I've got right now.
All right, thank you very, very much, Festus. That is the, what do you call that?
That's the thing, the Banana River.
That's called the Banana River.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't, let's, all of a sudden I got very depressed.
Well, why?
I don't know. I thought I expected something better than that.
Well, what in the...
Just go. Why don't you go to the bathroom, okay?
I don't need to go to the bathroom.
Just go to the bathroom and sit until something happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Panamany, and that was Festus Allen with the love theme from the Banana River. And this is the Phil Hendry Show platform. Well, as I've been telling you, the backstage pass really is the way to go on the Phil Hendry Show. You get a subscription, and that gives you access to all the thousands of hours of the radio show, the podcast, all the digital material that Phil Hendry has produced down through the years, the different video casts, of course, and the netcast, the daily netcast, the Phil Hendry Show. I'm very proud to be a part of this. I'm Mark Panamany. Festus Allen is our sidekick, and he is off right now. And I don't want you to think that we don't get along. We get along fine. It was just that that song that he sang, it made me angry because I'm paying Festus to come up with material. And that...
Well, you didn't tell me it had to be any good.
Well, I would assume that you... Just go ahead and sit on the toilet or something, will you?
I don't need to take a dump. I wouldn't force him.
All right, well, then get in here and sit down. All right, just let me say, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn, now live from the Banana River. And welcome back, everyone. You're listening here to Mark Panamany here on the Phil Hendry Show platform. And I got Festus Allen with me here. Now, you wanted to... say something, Festus, and I certainly don't want to What did you want to say?
I just think you owe me an apology. You asked me to write a song for the show.
You know, I think you're right.
Yeah, Mark, this is not the Mark Panamini that I know.
No, you're right, Festus. I'm sorry. I guess I was stunned at how, I don't know.
Stunned at how what? I'm not a songwriter. I mean, you know, you said to me to write a song, so I wrote a song.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's because of the fact that you and I are both sort of in the closet a little bit.
Well, maybe you are, but I'm out and I'm proud.
Okay, all right, you're out and proud. You've got Gary, and...
Yeah, and you should tell people...
Don't shut up. Don't you dare tell anybody. I'm not in the closet. When I say I'm in the closet, I said that we're both sort of in the closet. I like women. Don't even worry about it. Don't even sweat it. I like women, all right? And, Gary, I've seen you, you know, may I be...
Go ahead, I don't care.
Well, you're bisexual then, right?
I guess I am, yeah. But I'm settling down. I like Karen, and...
You're settling down, yeah, sure.
Well, okay, but the fact is, I have a girlfriend right now, and you...
Don't do it, man.
Okay.
I'm Mark Panamini, and I live on the Banana River, and people will say, you know, people will wink and point and go, and...
Well, that's your own, that's your imagination.
No, that's not my imagination. When I say, hi, I'm Mark Panamini, I live on the Banana River, people...
Some people at, like, airports will push their butt in like they're getting hammered, you know, and they'll go, ooh, Mark Panamini, you live on the Banana River? Ouch.
Yeah, it's gotten worse down through the years. I am not gay. That's all I can do. I like women. Am I married? No. Have I ever been married? No. One of the things that I've subscribed to down through the years is the very firm belief that the gays are should be out of the educational system.
See, this is, we always argue about this.
Just shut up, Festus, all right? You're a bisexual, and so I can understand you taking the side of the gay.
But you're gay, too.
No, don't. I'm gonna belt you.
All right.
No, I'm not gay. I'm straight. I said that I was in the closet because I had a couple of experiences. But that doesn't make you gay, okay? Most of the guys that I know who are very opposed to gays in the military and opposed to having gays in the educational system, as I am, all of those guys are straight. They have girlfriends. Yes, at one time they experimented by having, you know, putting their penises up in the...
So you don't even want to admit it. That's the thing.
Don't tell me what I want to admit. I know who I am. I'm Mark Panamini.
Yeah, and you make striped pants to make, and you make striped underwear to make a man's penis look bigger.
Okay, how does it make me gay?
I mean, who does that other than, I don't know.
Who does it other than what? A gay guy?
No, just some guy who's worried about the length of his...
That doesn't make me gay, does it?
You don't have any girlfriend. When's the last time you had sex with a woman?
I had sex with a... That's really... Well,
when is it?
I had sex with a woman. You know that I broke up with Charlene.
Yeah, that was like in 2016.
All right. That was a very difficult breakup.
Because you didn't have sex. She broke up with you because you wouldn't have sex with her.
How dare you? God damn it.
Okay, come on, Mark. Now, what happened? Don't you ever do that. Get out of here.
I've asked Festus to leave for him to... bust down on me and say that the last time I had sex with a woman, yes, was it 9 years ago. It was a particularly difficult breakup, and he said the reason why we broke up is because I refused to have sex with her. I didn't refuse. If she wanted to have sex, she could ask me. And I said, okay, what are you supposed to do, you know?
May I jump in?
And who are you?
I'm General Galen Shaw. I'm here. I'm sort of the overall executive producer tonight.
Yes, sir.
Never mind. Forget it.
Well, what were you going to say, hey, queer boy?
No, I didn't. No, sir, I didn't say anything like that. I'm just saying, maybe this is not a very good topic.
No, I guess it's not. It's not a good topic.
But you're not gay.
No, for the 987th time, no, I'm not gay. And I wish people would stop with that. Where'd Festus go?
I think he's outside just having a cigarette.
Outside having a cigarette. Oh, God. Oh.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I got a stomach ache.
Well, where are you going?
I got to leave. All right, that was Mark Panamania, who was going to do a whole podcast here. And he's walking. He says he has a stomach ache. Bud, could you?
Yeah, Mr. Panamania, do you want to have a pill for your stomach?
What are you talking about?
Right, Bud, just do it over there. This is General Galen Shaw. That was Mark Panamania, and this whole thing devolved into some discussion of whether he's gay or not. Here comes Festus out. Come on in, Festus.
Yeah. I just want to say that I've known Mark for, you know, like many years, and I don't care if he's gay or not. I've had homosexual experiences. I'm bisexual, and I think that Mark is gay.
Would you shut your sewer?
No, I won't. I think the time has come. You run around pretending you're not. Yes, you are. You're gay. You don't have sex with no women. And I've seen a lot of men coming out of your condominium.
Oh, what a load of horseshit.
I have seen a lot of men coming out of your condominium on weekends.
How many?
Oh, there had last night, there must have been 6, 7, 8 guys filing out throughout the evening.
What a load of shit.
Well, is that true or isn't it? Mark, come on in here.
What are you saying?
I said, last night I saw coming out of your condo at the Banana River, at least been 6 or 7 guys flowing out throughout the evening. I mean, you know, hour after hour, 6 guys, 7.
That is so much horseshit.
I saw it with my own eyes, and so did Carol.
Well, what's the problem?
I'd like to be the guy that tells my own story. I don't want some bisexual hillbilly.
Yeah?
I had a lot of friends over last night, okay?
Yeah. 6, 7, 8 guys per hour. All different guys.
I had a lot of friends over last night, and we were playing spades and pinochle. You know, we do that.
Yeah, I know that, but they're like 6 guys, then they leave, and then 6 more come, and then they leave, and 6 more come, and they leave. I mean, what are you doing? That's 3 times 6. That's 18 guys in the course of the evening. I mean, you wouldn't have sex with none of them.
I am not. I won't comment on any of that. God damn it. I'm telling you.
All right, Mark, we really appreciate everything you've done.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. And Festus, thank you very much.
Well, I didn't mean to blow things. I didn't mean...
Say, there you go. You didn't mean to blow. Oh.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Mark Panamania from the Banana River has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. Mark?
Yes, I want to thank you all. I'm not queer.
And I'm Festus Allen. Thank you.
Bullshit.